Done. Hello, I'm George, formerly known as Robin Hood. Robin Hoodless.
Hello, my name is Samantha. And if you see a gerbil in your freezer, it's me.
I went crazy. Today we find ourselves back in the boardroom to update,
restate,
agitate,
resuscitate,
and truncate the current academic curriculum. A gerbil feeder is on notes during this meeting. Thank you, gerbil feeder. It is appreciated.
Everyone's presence is noted. Welcome to the curriculum revision committee.
Back. We are insane. We're good to go.
We changed clothes.
We've taken a shower. We're spayed and neutered.
Yes.
We're allowed back in public.
In some states, only a couple.
What's left to say?
It's true. It's true. Now,
it appears as though we are back. Yeah. And it also appears as though we are back for a purpose, and that is to update the current academic curriculum. And this week, Samantha has a pitch for us.
Yes, I
do. Which she has worked long and hard on. Yes. I can attest to this. She spent hours, if not years. Some might even say days.
I spent 7 minutes making this PowerPoint with George huffing and puffing over my shoulder because Drag Race is playing in like...
We're on time crunch.
It's in an hour and a half. So we have places to be, okay?
We have nothing but time for you. Okay. But that time will end very shortly.
Very shortly. If we do not wrap this up in 58 minutes...
Let's go. We have to solve... Today is slated. We have world hunger, poverty, and depression. Do you think you solved that with your pitch? Oh, we have 45 minutes.
So, stop it. So, yes. So pretty much, George texted me like last night. And he said, these are the things you need to have prepared. And I said, do you remember what program I'm studying right now? I don't even have time to eat.
I haven't been to school in 3 months.
It's true.
And I'm an A student.
He hasn't been to school in 8 months, okay? I have been to school from 7 a.m. to 1 a.m. And they still give me a C+, okay? But it's okay because we love...
C++.
Because we love architecture so much.
It's buildings.
And I'm making
it's open and hollering and building and knocking down and rebuilding.
It's true. Ugh, it's so true. So, I had a total of maybe 13 minutes of making this with my dear friend Siobhan's... what is it called?
Shabbat Shalom.
She's
full name Shabbat Shalom.
I need you guys to understand who Siobhan is. Siobhan is the only reason why I'm surviving architecture at all.
When you look good, you look good.
You look good. So I we look so good.
She definitely looks good.
Okay.
You?
Okay, guys.
No, in that picture, you look good.
Thank you.
It's mostly because you're blurry.
Stop.
When did you guys go out?
So, let me tell you, this is such a fun time. I know. It's because McGill was having like a banquet. So each like sector of the engineering, you know, faculties, they had their own suppers. And then it was a bring your own wine. So everyone obviously took advantage of
that. I love that wine. It's Costco wine.
It's Costco wine.
Keep coming and drink.
Yeah, exactly.
I know it well.
And then afterwards, we all went to a club. Like all of the engineering people went to a club. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah.
With a person that I met in line.
Yeah, that guy who is the...
Yes. So, we can make a small parenthesis. So, we pretty much... Everyone had gone relatively wine tipsy. We'll say it like that.
We're shit-faced. I'll say it like that.
And we're waiting in line, right? And it's really cold in the middle of... Like, it was like end of November. And then this man, okay, shows up. And he is in like this leather jacket in a bandana. It was George. It was actually just George. It's like
it's my alter ego.
He was like in his late 50s.
So he comes into the line.
And I'm not even joking. Just genuinely looked like a crackhead. But it's okay. It's okay. We'll say it like that. Genuinely, like, and he pulls out this bottle of wine from. Because keep in mind, this is like a university, you know, organized event. You know, everyone's at the club.
But what You're club was it? Was it,
like, it was Palazzo.
Not the Palazzo.
It was Palazzo. It was not. I don't know. But anyways, so he shows up, and at that point, we're like. Bring him in. Bring him. Cut him into the line. So we helped him cut into the line. And he pulls. It was like a magic trick. He was like a magician. He pulls out this bottle of wine from his jacket. And he goes, oh, I hope this is the cheap shit because I don't have like a corkscrew. And then he checks and there's like a cork. And we're like,
how
shit.
How drunk was he that he bought a bottle of wine?
Yeah, shit. So then us at that point, we're like, this is a side quest. We need to help this man, like, find a corkscrew.
You were waiting in line. You had nothing to do.
We had quite literally nothing to do because they had accidentally double booked it. So there were, like, twice the amount of stinky engineering men there. Oh my God. So it was a lot. So at that point, we went to the... Yeah, we went to the couche-tard. We went... We were, like, asking people. We spent, like... Okay, stop. Stop.
I say it and I mean it.
We spent 10 minutes. I spent 10 minutes. I befriended this man. And I was like, we need to find your corkscrew. We could not find one anywhere. At that point, actually, what happened was I told him, I was like, oh, what if we put a lighter to it and then it's going to expand the gas within the bottle?
That same thing happened to me.
Really? Yes. But anyways, so he said, no, that won't work, whatever. Later on, like 10 minutes later, somebody comes up to me and was like, oh, why are you like befriending the physics professor of McGill? I go, the physics professor?
Number
I
was like, that's one
my, I was like, that's my buddy.
He's Dumbledore.
I was like, that is, I was like, that's my guy. And then I thought back to when I told him with the lighter thing, I told him to you know, maybe the gases are going to expand with a lighter. He said, I don't think that's going to work on, same, you know, on the context of physics. And I said, what would you know? And he said, you're right. What would I know? Anyway, so we befriended him.
So that was that night.
And then
she looks good.
She looks great. I know. But anyway, so then we went out.
She just wants a hot dog real bad.
Can I, one thing at a time?
Really want a hot dog real bad.
Right after this like little clubbing event thing, we went back to her apartment. And the following morning, she's not from here. No, she's from London, Ontario. Represent. She's on a train right now, going back home.
Yes, Opelita.
Stop.
Have fun. Go all the
represent.
Way. Go as far as
represent.
You can.
Represent.
If I got on a train from Montreal, I opened the doors and I ended up in London, Ontario.
She also has bangs now.
She has bangs?
Yeah, bangs. Anyways, there's so many things about this girl.
Bangs. I'm looking for her. She owns TD. All the TD.
Needless to say, right after this, the following day, we had a whole 18x24 poster we had to hand draw for our art, for our history. Yeah, she's also an art. She's the only reason why I'm like sustaining architecture one day.
That's good.
Honestly.
I always say, if you're going to do a program, only do it for other people.
For other people, honestly. Only do it. And I'm really shaking in my boots because she's contemplating going to dentistry because she loves teeth.
I guess you're going to become
a fucked. Now I'm
fucked. I guess
you'll
become a dentist.
I'm going to become a dentist because I'm going to follow Siobhan.
How bad does she like
teeth? She really likes teeth. She wants to make shoes like out of teeth. That's a whole other thing.
Have fun. Go back to London.
Needless to say, there's a hot dog. There's like an infamous hot dog stand in McGill, and we would go. And then she got only onions on the hot dog. Like only onions.
She loves onions. Don't take away. And then, take away her rights. Take away her rights. Don't take the onions.
Don't
touch the onions.
But needless to say, also we had gone to the archives like a couple weeks back at McGill, and they had like a 3D model. The archives of McGill.
What the fuck?
They have like, anyways.
Concordia's archives go back 3 days.
That's true. But anyways, they had like a 3D model of like something in Ottawa. Oh no, she's from Ottawa.
Worse. Yes. The situation got worse.
Anyways,
Ottawa,
there was
so
a 3D
bad.
Model.
So
anyways, and then this here in the corner is our other friend and classmate, Mara. She fell asleep and or was crying. This was during a critique.
Who wants to build buildings that bad?
I just want to do it.
I've given up on us.
Just let me do it.
No.
Let me do it. I can do it. Okay, so I have not even gone to like what the topic that I want to talk about.
Her pitch is being distracted. We need to get her med. I promise next episode she's going to be having medication. She's going to be sedated. She's going to be slurring her speech. Just say your story. Speak your piece. This is the platform to do it.
So you can't tell because this is really looking like a scrapbook. But my pitch is
a scrap.
Well, it's a scrapbook. Look, my pitch is that I am going to erase all of the elements from the periodic table, except for like 10.
But you don't need more. And you don't need more.
So the reason why Siobhan is in this picture is because she has a blog. We're gonna link the blog right below because it's such a good blog, and she rates things. And she's rated the trigonometric functions. She's rated patterns. I think up and coming, she's gonna rate a couple of Lana songs, and then also she rated the periodic table. Shut up!
I'm just speaking to my friends.
Shut up!
Friends speaking to you.
And she's also rated the periodic table, and I helped her
rate. She loves rating.
She loves rating things, and I
imagine helped how bored she has to be in Ottawa going, Jesus Christ, no, those trick functions.
We're in the middle of class, so God forbid we start building buildings. We're rating periodic tables. She rated them, and she helped, she created the whole thing, but I'm taking a couple of elements because there was like a class discussion. We actually involved the entire class at some point. There was like a class discussion.
You can't convince me you guys are actually doing work.
Yeah, that is. It was a small little mental health break. So needless to say, Siobhan has curated this entire blog rating, and we will link her things down below.
Siobhan, I'm going to write your name as best I can.
She definitely has more subscribers than we do. Maybe she should. She needs to holler at us.
Try her.
It's true.
Siobhan, how'd you pay for them? What? Drop the link. Drop the link.
So I'm just gonna rate.
Well, look how good she looks. Look at this.
Stop. Really, well, stop it. So I'm gonna give you my top 10 elements of the periodic table, and I have a couple of them that I really dislike.
Okay.
And then for other than those 10, all gone.
All done.
All gone.
Look, I teach a periodic table probably consistently every month for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
So I know it. Also, I don't know if you know this, but in Sec 2, we had a periodic table art project where we each had got assigned an element of the periodic table.
Yes.
And we had to make a carving and then like a stamp situation. I don't know. I failed that project, but I'm curious if mine will make the cut.
I don't think so. Because miners, some of them are like stupid. But yes, speaking of that, we had the same thing and it's there. Don't worry. My mind was there. Okay. So number, oh, wow. there's a picture of Charlie. I was just I had 30 seconds left before George was going to physically inflict harm upon me.
One podcaster podcast today.
Yes, so one of them, tungsten
light fixture,
because it's part of the little filament in light fixtures, and I love ambient lighting.
Tungsten's a good word now.
Yeah, right. It just rolls off the tongue. I love ambient lighting. If you look at this room right now, it feels like we're in a gynecologist's office. We are getting bombarded by lights.
No, we're getting being radiated. There's tungsten en masse. I would describe this room as tungsten like.
And look, I enjoy tungsten. I enjoy it. I think it was a good technological development. But there's also the reason why it's 10 and it's not 1 is because I also do enjoy the thought of like, you know, like those little lamps with like a little candle, like in a Scrooge. Picture like a Scrooge fits. Oh my god.
If little Samantha got visited by the ghost of Christmas future and saw this, she'd kill herself.
Maybe. She was also fatter back then, so start counting your blessings, huh?
Look at her. Speak to little Samantha. Little Sam.
I love you. Yes, the reason why it's 10 is because I also love like cosplaying as a, like a little Scrooge man.
Who dog is that? Who's Lauren Imps?
So the picture is just Charlie just being really mischievous, and then really ominously in the background is Artemis, his mother. And then actually I just noticed it's Daisy.
Picture. It's gorgeous.
It's a good one.
It's an omen.
It's a good one. So number 9, I also kind of forgot about what I had written. So number 9, arsenic. Yes. Arsenic. reason is that it's just like arsenic. It just feels badass. You know, like I wrote, she feels like the girl outside of the bar smoking a cigarette really nonchalantly. Like that's the vibe.
Arsenic, a lot of murder mystery things.
Exactly. Also, what has arsenic ever done wrong? Every murder mystery. But also, thank you so much, Agatha Christie, for...
She's an arsenic gal.
She's an arsenic gal. I see it. That's why I enjoy. I think she's a very good honorable mention. Also, just there's George.
And
he was slowly falling asleep.
Don't,
Which goes to our next one, which is also George. Calcium, which I think...
It's brought to you by Slice Carnival.
Don't worry, I didn't have time to remove it. Siobhan loves yogurt, and her love for it has carried me throughout the first semester of architecture. I don't think you understand how much she loves yogurt, and I just think...
How much does she love yogurt?
Yo, okay, this was one thing that we had asked each other. How many... Okay, this is also a question to you. How many tubs of yogurt do you think you can eat, like, gun to your head, before you're like, kill me? Like, tubs. Like tubs.
Like a Atlantis size. I need, maybe not
Atlantis, like a but one. Like, but like this. Like, you have to hold it in one.
46.
46?
Yeah.
Are you?
I like yogurt.
You're gonna throw up.
I like yogurt. I've eaten more.
You're gonna throw up on yourself. I don't think you understand. It's like a 1 kilogram thing.
Oh, and they just had gravy at 9 a.m. You're underestimating me.
That's crazy.
What's yours?
Like 5. Excuse me.
Like 5. By the fifth one, I'm starting to like. I like it. I like it.
That's crazy. 46. So she had made like an entire sketchbook thing of just like yogurt and just talking. It's a good, and it went to the professor and he loved it too. He really enjoyed
everyone
it.
Everyone loves yogurt. Shabbat Shalom has time in her hands.
Yes. Also, I'm convinced we talked about this, but talking about how, gun to your head, how many, you know, buckets of yogurt you can eat, tied to the next question that I would often ask people, which is, you know, if there was an army of children coming at you, have we talked about this? Mm-hmm. How many did you... Okay.
47. It's always
47. It's always 47.
After yogurt, maybe 46. I feel a little heavy.
So the question that I would ask, this is also a good icebreaker for a lot of people because people tend to really debate and like get angry over this, is that imagine you're in like an open field, no weapons, just your fists, literally. That's it. There are children, like not toddlers, but like 7-year-olds.
Toddlers and tiaras.
Like average weight, you know, 7-year-olds.
So there are
girls and guys, some of them. Like,
one non-binary person has no fingers. They have two.
No opposable thumbs.
Nothing.
It's just a thumb. Okay, that's...
And their name is March.
Shut up. And so all of these like kids are like trickling down towards you. You know what I mean? Like it's not like a huge army, but like it's not one at a time either. And you have to fight as many possible before they take you down. How many do you think you could fight? My answer, I think, was 12. Some people, my mother said none. Just kill me.
She wants to live for nothing.
My mother said, just one. I don't want to kill him. I was like, no, but you have to. She's like, I'll die. I was like, so you'll, anyways.
I think I can do at least 100.
And then one person had answered me once and said like one kid per second for like 3 hours straight. Like one punch and the kid is out.
What the?
For 3 hours. And I think we calculated it might have been like 1,500 or like 2,000.
I don't believe in that. Was like, no. I don't believe in the war.
It's true. So, needless to say, yogurt, I think it brings good stuff, especially when it got like pasteurized.
Not the calcium. Like kids need calcium.
Yeah, like when it got pasteurized. Like I think that was a good innovation.
It went to the pastor of its local municipal.
Yeah. And this is just, you're going to see a progressive edition of George just
in various positions
falling into his couch. Then number 7. This is just you again.
Friendly, handsome, gentle, talkative, organized.
This is already part.
Sweet.
Let it be known. Let it be known if you see things that are out of place, it's because they were already part of the template. So I put gold and silver just because I enjoy the debate.
Pick one.
I know.
You're both.
I am both. I am very much, especially the earrings. But I used to be a very silver person. And then I was just like,
older you get, the more gold.
You think?
Gold is such like, I feel like it's seasonal. Like for me, I like in the summer.
Exactly. I was going to say gold. In the summer, I'm like tanner. It's nicer. And now I've just become a more of a gold person. I feel like also just the nose
it's
ring.
It's an acquired taste.
It's an acquired, you wouldn't get it.
You don't have that yet.
But it's still like, I got this lovely ring and I'm like, this is silver. And then my grandmother also got me this ring. And I'm like, now I'm going to mix because I love people. Like, you know what I mean? Like I can't choose. I'm indecisive. So it's okay. So that's it. Also, I don't know why I put the dentist's office. Oh, the dentist's office. I was like, why did I put the dentist's office right under? We keep going back to dentistry. Anyways.
It's gold crowns.
It's just because, yes. But also, it brings me joy. I went to the dentist's office last time, and then I had to do like an x-ray, and then they said, remove all jewelry from your face. And the way there was a puddle, like a puddle. I can't, it felt like a magic, it felt like,
there
you know,
was
like
a some might say a yogurt jug.
Yeah.
It was a yogurt jug container.
It was like you know those clowns that just keep removing like things and they just
it's beautiful.
And the nurse, like the dentist or the nurse, I don't know, the nurse, whatever, she goes, the dental hygienist,
were you getting a root canal?
I don't know.
Potassium.
I love potassium. Okay, look, so good for your stomach, right? I by the way, this is on no scientific background. I want to let you guys know it's good for the stomach.
It's good.
I remember in my bio 2 class we had a whole like potassium diagram that we had to learn. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Then afterwards,
sweet potatoes are so good. So
right, underrated. Thank you. So bananas are a good snack.
It's just like gold. The older avocados, you get, the more sweet potatoes.
Yes, avocados are also a good snack. I think avocados have potassium. And then
we'll let you be the judge of that.
Yes, thank you. Write it in the comments below, or you know, insult us, cyberbully us, please.
Yes.
Please, we need to get more cyberbullied. Maybe we'll
bring
stop,
that back.
Maybe we would stop doing things like this if we become more cyberbullied.
Bring bullying back.
So sweet potatoes as well. My mother makes this beautiful, like, sweet potato, like mashed sweet potato.
We'll send situation. It to you. Send this to your address.
I would
say show up.
One lucky fan is gonna receive a sweet potato.
A Tupperware mashed
sweet
potato.
Which
you could only apply if you're Samantha's mom.
Yes.
And you have to make it for yourself.
Yes. So I just enjoy potassium. It's just such a good time. And then potassium. Here's George as well, another position. Then we got number five, germanium. So him, my dad, me, my dad's daughter, the thing we have in common is Germany.
What if your dad told you weren't actually German?
Then it would be the same situation as last episode, which was a couple of weeks back for us, because it's been a while. You know? I don't know. I don't know how discombobulated I would be if someone told me thought. I wasn't. Yeah, right. Anyways.
What was it, like the 60s? Yeah. Earlier. Whenever they would discover an element, they would name it after where they were from.
Maybe not where they were from, but also it was just the name of a scientist, like Moldavianium or something like that, or like Einsteinium.
And what's German?
Rutherfordium. What? Yeah, I guess the fucking German embassy. My dad.
All the German people held hands in their Lordenkloisen, singing Fräulein Maria as they hooped and they hollered. Yes. Until germanium came.
Yes, it's true. Anyway, so I think my dad's a good representative of Germany. Put him as the president, honestly. This is him making me breakfast, honestly. He's such a good man.
Nothing to do with germanium, just the vibe.
Nothing. I told him, I was like, take a picture. It was such a good time. And then here's my dog, also in the kitchen. And then
what's in the kitchen?
Look at her, she's so cute. One thing with my dog is that she's an unidentified dog. She could also just be any other species.
She can.
I don't. Probably she grew. Not. She grew like 10 times the size they told us, and then she also turned gray. So
just like probably germanium caused.
Probably, maybe. Anyway, so I enjoy this one. And then we got number four. We got Tennessee. She is radioactive.
It's not where Taylor Swift's from.
Also, oh my god. Also, it felt like Tennessee, you know? But also, it's just she's radioactive, sure. She's an underdog. I have never heard of Tennessee.
You know, she's really, she's in the back alleys. She's down low. She's really keeping a low profile because yes. She doesn't want her name to be out in the streets.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's really disgusting. It's appalling to me that you're putting her business
and everybody out else's there business.
As number four.
I know. And I'm not even putting her on the podium, too. I'm not even giving her that recognition.
I'm excited for the podium. I'm excited.
I don't know what the podium is. Oh, I think I do. Chlorine. I like chlorine. Okay, so it burnt a hole in my clothes in chemistry class in like grade 10, and I was like, what?
Everyone loves chlorine.
But also HCl. Like, I just, you
there's
know.
Something so pleasing.
Yes.
About HCl.
Yes, you get it.
Just visually, mathematically,
yes.
Whenever you're in an exam and that comes up and you have to like do some dissociations or associations, you're like, bless.
Exactly.
Because it's so easy.
Exactly. You get it. And there's just,
quiz.
There's so many.
H plus or H minus? What is it?
I don't know. H plus.
H plus.
It's acid.
Acid, famously.
Yeah, famously. and then chlorine is more. I don't know.
What?
I don't know what's happening.
Question.
No, it's true.
Chlorine is negative.
No, I feel like I'm
chlorine
back in
minus one.
Yes, exactly. It's because of the electrons.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
When you associate, when you dissociate, you have to know how many they have, so you have to know the multiplying factor. There you go.
We just solved the American Revision Committee.
Usually I charge that, but I'll tell you that for free.
Lovely. Also, little shout out to when I used to be a little emo child. There's a song called Chlorine by 21 Pilots, and I used to be obsessed with them.
21 Pilots?
Yeah. Or I thought, were you gonna enjoy it?
Brings me back. All I see, and I don't know what this is, all I see in my head when you say that is someone on a tricycle. No. Or a small bike. No. Were they on the small, were they going to the small bus?
I was a really big little emo child, so I feel like I'm glad that we've moved past that. That era of my life.
We don't need that anymore.
But you know, it was a good time. It was a good time. But it was a lot. It was a lot. Yeah, it was. I'm glad I've never, like, I see people who are, like, big stands now of, like, you know, Taylor Swift and, you know, and I was going to say K-pop, but it's like, they're going to come for me. Somebody's going to come for me.
They're going to find this.
They're going to find me. But it's just
they're
like,
flag so this video
deep,
down.
But it's like so deep rooted. Cause it's like, you end up finding like the high school that they went to, their fucking mother's culinary, like hobby. It's bad. It's bad. It's not a good time. But anyways, I really enjoyed my little 21 Pilots phase. So I'm bringing that up.
How does that song go again?
Sipping on straight glory.
Oh my God, that's exactly it. There you go.
There you go.
They're on a tricycle. Yeah. And produced on a tricycle.
So number two, argon. And that's where...
Argons be argons.
Yes. So first of all, she's so unproblematic, right? Because she has all 8 electrons. So she doesn't even need to go
anywhere.
She's
so mentally stable.
She's so
it's
mentally
crazy
stable.
How stable she is.
And that's what we need.
She's so stable.
And I did...
No one could talk to her. No one could come and attack her. No one could take this. No exactly. one could do that. She has exactly
she has
what she
exactly
needs.
What she needs. She has her priorities straight. She has... She's
her
there.
Her business is founded.
Yeah. She's... Yeah.
She's on the first
She's booked
flight.
And busy. She does not need any more electrons. She doesn't need anyone telling her what to
not
do.
A goddamn thing.
She does not feel attraction nor repulsion to anybody. So unproblematic.
She is just so good. She has all her life set in front of her.
Yeah.
She has her trust fund that she made herself. Yes. She's happy to be
exactly.
there.
Exactly. She's a self-made woman
if
and she's happy to be there.
If she goes to a party and doesn't want to be there, she'll leave.
Exactly.
She won't give an excuse.
Exactly.
She's going to do
an Irish goodbye. Spanish.
I lost. A Spanish Inquisition, I meant to say. A Spanish goodbye. She goes,
I was shocked.
She goes, adios.
I was shocked.
And then
for that.
She grabs her she grabs her maracas and scoots and boots away.
I was like,
Yasu Kopelica. Yasu Kopelica.
And it was a Spanish goodbye. That one got me. It got me. It really got me. So she'll make an international goodbye while we're at it. Because she's there for everybody, you know? I just love her. I also did my grade 10 project on her.
She's
and
such a good time girl.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like used for like, because she's so unproblematic, I think she's used like for the gas around like certain like elements that might react because she keeps it calm. You know what I mean? So it's like, I really...
She's a pacifist.
I enjoyed that, honestly. And then number one is Mercury. I don't know the picture of this woman, but...
It's Mercury.
I love...
Mercury, yeah, I agree with this. I'm so
yes,
sorry.
Yeah.
She's liquid, but she's also not.
she's so versatile. She's so versatile. And this is honestly also an honorable mention to Siobhan, because Siobhan really opened my eyes to see how much we love Mercury. Also, it just... I like,
she's using thermometers, but she's also toxic.
Exactly.
So people would put her in thermometers and then put them in the pool, but, and if there's a crack, you're screwed.
But also, it's like, you know how... Like, have you ever seen Mercury just
yeah,
out and
yeah,
about?
Yeah.
I want to eat it.
What?
I want to just, because it's cool.
Yeah, it's like it's metallic, it's reflective.
Also, I just enjoy the fact that it's like, you know how you see on the periodic table, they like color coordinate like solids, gases, and liquid. Like she's pretty much the only one there, you know. There is another one though. She's at the bottom of the barrel, and I'm gonna show you.
Oh, no,
so
no.
So okay. So needless to say, before I get to the worst ones, the worst elements,
horrible mothers.
I just want you to picture. I named you 10. Elements of the periodic table. All of the other ones have been removed.
They're gone.
Carbon, oxygen,
who's,
hydrogen.
Who's ever needed helium?
Like it's.
Are you a clown? Grow up. Like why do we need helium? Like you know what I mean? Like are you sick? Like
exactly. You have tungsten, arsenic. Deal with
good
it.
Good luck.
Deal with
you
it.
You want to entertain these kids?
Exactly.
Here is a jug, a yogurt-sized jug of calcium. Have fun.
Exactly. So these are the ones that I don't like. Oh, where am I now? Wait. What's going on?
I'll just speak to you.
Okay, so these are the other ones. So I don't know what this title is, how we met him and her. So bromine is the other liquid one, and I don't care. Bromine.
Who are you?
What do you represent? Fine, I'm disgusted.
What do you call... Oh. What do you call someone who doesn't speak and is in a box, but also really good friends with all the guys?
What?
A bromine.
Oh my. This is stupid. It's stupid. When I think of a bromime, I think, and this is an honorable mention to, you know, McGill out there, but I think of, you know, like those like basement, yeah, they don't care. There's like those little basement events on like Friday nights. When I think of bromime, I think of a man who's wearing jean on like skinny jean and like sneakers. Who's like, what's it, bro? You know what I mean? And I just stay away from me. Just looking at you is getting me roofied right now.
Honestly, if you want to roofie someone, just give them the drug. They'll want to do it anyways.
Look, I say, free drugs. Roofie one person, it's a crime. If the entire crowd gets roofied, it's a party.
Oh, there you go.
I'm sorry. Everyone's having fun. So sulfur smelly.
Have you ever smelled a sulfur lake?
So yes, disgusting.
Oh my god.
Where did you go?
A sulfur lake?
Where? But like in Canada?
Yeah. Oh my god, it smells horrible.
Was it here? Are we in? Is the sulfur like right behind me?
If you look behind you. No, it was like in the West Canada. It was crazy. Smelly shite.
And then boron. Boring. Disgusting. Gross.
Enough said.
Carbon basic. I feel like so many of our problems would get solved if carbon just did. Just erase, evaporate everything,
if,
honestly.
If carbon, first of all, we would die in seconds. Most of our problems would be done because
we're gone. Also, just, I've never personally taken organic chemistry, but I just, my peers, my loved ones who have.
I have.
You have. You loved it, but everyone else I know, like, it was carbon, the bane of its existence.
When you're an orgo and you have carbon, it's really good because it's so versatile.
Yeah.
But then you're screwed because they have.
So versatile.
Because it's everywhere.
Because it's everything. And then hafnium reminds me of short people.
It's half a normal one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
Hafnium. Also, just like, I feel like, this one was in Siobhan's honorable, you know, mentions list, but like also just like I feel like it just like blow them away, like when they'll just like kind of evaporate a little bit, you know. So, anyways, so this is my pitch to you: remove all other like what is it like 250 of all the other elements.
First of all, the song will be so much shorter.
Exactly,
it's not going to be a periodic table. Exactly. It's going to be a bullet point list.
Yeah. It goes like
it'd be so much easier to remember.
It goes potassium. Arsenic.
A balanced breakfast. A banana and a jug of arsenic.
Anyway, so that's it. Thank you so much for your time. In conclusion, I hope you enjoy this very curated, hand-picked list of the elements that we need to remove from our existence.
It's gone. Say less.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Especially sulfur. But I got something against her.
She's bad. She's not a good fun.
So yeah. Anyways.
Beautiful.
So
we're going to be on break and we're going to join you right after this.
Thank you so much.
Okay, welcome. We're back. Thank you for listening to that short break. Let's put our thinking caps. So the next segment is called, let's put our thinking hats on for a second.
Okay.
And this segment is for your science class. And there's nothing more scientific than conspiracy theories based on nothing.
Okay.
I've never met anything more scientific. So I will present a conspiracy theory that I somewhat believe, but also I think is ridiculous.
Okay.
Hence why I like to believe it.
Okay.
So for this first one, I'm going to talk about one of the first conspiracies that I have ever witnessed. And that has made me fear for my life, but also now I know why it'll never happen to me.
Okay.
So this is the back rooms. Are you familiar at all with the back rooms?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, show's over.
Thank you. Okay, explain, because I'm sure I have stories with the back rooms.
You have?
Well, just, you know.
Okay, I would love to hear them. I'm crazy about this.
Yeah.
So, first, what the back room is the basic thing of the theory is that it starts off that the government wanted to make a stronger society.
Mm-hmm.
So they put humans in these things called the back rooms, and there's about 100 levels of them,
mm-hmm.
or sorry, 1,000 levels of them, and they all have significant difficulty. And in these rooms, there are entities called the Smilers that just kind of hang around.
Yeah.
And if you make it through the back rooms, you enter this world.
Okay.
When you're in this world, you don't know about the other world. All your memories get erased. But the thing is that when people show pictures of the back rooms like you're looking at now, everyone kind of has this like nostalgic feeling about them that they've been in this place before, kind of a liminal space.
Yeah.
But no one remembers anything specific. Like, oh yeah, I know, but I don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And some people claim, this is where the conspiracy starts. I mean, the whole thing is conspiracy, but this is where it starts, that you can do no clipping, which basically means that no clipping is that you can no clip into the back rooms. It's like, if you do something, you can get transported back to that space, but you're stuck there.
But you don't know what you need to do.
So no, people claim that they no clip by doing a lot of things. Number one, they either fall through by a door. So what could happen is that they'll kind of like bump into something and they'll fall through the object into the back rooms.
Okay.
Or there'll be a door that looks kind of strange. They haven't seen this door before and they'll open it and they'll get transported.
Oh, I see.
So it's like no clipping. You can't really like know when it's happening. You just kind of get to this point and it happens.
Okay. I see. Is this... Okay.
So that's... The conspiracy is that. And again, the whole conspiracy is that... The whole point of these back rooms is to make people stronger, and the reason why we all remember these places but don't have specific memories is because we all went through them, and we came to the other side, and this is the strongest.
Ooh, we're the strongest?
And I don't know if you have stories, but I take umbrage with this, because first of all, I think what people are describing is psychosis.
Yeah. like definitely.
Also, if this...
Yeah. Is the last
top of the top.
Oh my god, so god help us.
Jesus Christ.
Like honestly.
Burn it down.
No, okay, but I do have stories with this. Okay, so there was, have you ever heard there was this one Reddit story that was, I don't know why, it just reminded me when you said like a door looked very weird. Like yes. It looks very weird. But you know the one with a lamp?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So for those who might not know, you guys probably do. Pretty much it was just this man who lived pretty much his entire life. Just like of 10 years of, you know, having a wife, having children, being in this loving family, just having a lovely, life, you know. He's sitting on the couch and then he just sees the lamp is kind of, like, looking weird. Like, I think it was, like, more two-dimensional than the rest of it.
He was also watching a Pixar movie.
Really?
And the lamp.
Oh, you don't say.
It was that lamp.
And pretty much he was just so, like, confused and just... I don't know, taken aback that he stared at this lamp for days on end. His wife would be like, what the fuck is going on? And then he just woke up and turns out he was in a coma the entire time. And I was like, that's crazy. Anyways, nothing to do with the back rooms, but just...
True.
But yes.
No, but I'm saying it's like glitches in the system.
Yeah, but needless to say, also another thing, the back rooms always shocked me because I used to have very vivid dream, like nightmares of the back rooms when I was like 7, 8. I vividly remember feeling like it was such, I would hate going to sleep at night because it was always really creepy. I always knew I was going to have like shit dreams. It was always going to feel like a really uneasy feeling, but it was always like,
God.
But then it's like, I saw the pictures. I was like, oh, that's like what I used to dream of. And then at some point I like moved here and then they kind of just stopped.
Is Germany the back rooms?
Germany is Germanium.
No, but the reason why this theory gets to me all the time is because these places look so familiar and it's so creepy. And I'm always like, what would I do if I no clip? First of all, I know I'm not going to no clip I think I passed the weight limit. Because these people you see in the no clipping, they look like they could fall through the wall. We're back. Okay, last segment. We have 2 minutes. Very simple. Reasons why we haven't killed ourselves yet.
Wait. So we're done? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
So reasons why we haven't killed ourselves yet. So basically the...
Am I supposed to talk?
So what we have to do is we're going to go back and forth.
Oh, no.
And we're going to name a reason why we haven't killed ourselves. And this is for our mental health class. But they all have to be related. So if I say, for example, something, yours has to be related to what I say, but you can't explain it. Okay. That's like the game.
Okay. I'll try my best.
Okay. Eek. So reasons why we haven't killed ourselves yet. I'm going to start. Cheddar cheese.
Yogurt.
White substances. I just don't know.
I don't know.
Are you gonna cry?
I don't know. What the fuck did I say to that? Love.
Love! Valentine's Day.
There you go. Like roses.
Oh, that's beautiful. Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
her like bangers era.
Bangers and mashed.
Yes. Was that it?
Bangers and Mash.
Bangers and Mash?
Yes.
What is that?
It's like a UK food.
Bangers Mash.
Bangers and Mash.
Oh, like fish and chips.
Oh, fish and chips.
That's good. Yeah, that slapped.
Fishermen, but old. You're talking about like a good boat.
I see. Let me think. A cruise. I've never been, but it's okay.
Tsunamis.
Oh. The Meg. Can't kill myself because it would kill me.
And I think with that, that's it. So let's do the conclusion so we can...
So we can eat sushi. So we can share a portion of sushi like Victorian children. Okay.
We would like to thank you for attending this week's Curriculum Revision Committee.
Subscribe to the channel and listen to the audio-only version wherever you get your fine podcasts.
And leave us a review if you're literate. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time.
There we go.
Have a blessed night, morning, or afternoon. And just remember, no one can hate you as much as you hate yourself.
There we go. Or as much as we hate you.
Yes, specifically.
All right. Bye. Bye. Bye.